This is Empty Pen Podcast, episode 2 for Sunday, February 1st, 2015. We are currently recording live from Los Angeles, California.
This isn't live.
It's
recording live.
Fuck it, we'll do it live.
Oh, anyone, Bill O'Reilly?
Specifically, yeah. Patrick's garage.
Yeah.
Full of Jesus statues. It's creeping me out.
Anyway.
In a good way.
My head's going to start spinning.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Drink some pea soup?
Yeah.
Okay.
Vomit it.
And today I am here with, starting on my left,
I'm Katie Willis.
I'm Stephen Burnson.
Alexa Quizon.
David Spencer.
And your host, Patrick Magat.
You're the host?
Well, I'm the host for today, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Well, we'll take turns hosting.
Guys, we need to be proud. He said his last name correctly this time.
Magat. Oh, that is right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for not breaking down to the white man.
Yes.
Long-time listeners will get that joke. You got to go back through our library and listen to our previous
episode. Meaning the previous episode, which was episode
uno.
Just in case you guys don't know how to do that. There you go.
But today we are missing. We have one empty chair today.
As you can all see.
Yeah. Look over to Patrick's left.
You might realize that we're not nearly as cool as we were last week. No, not at all.
But yeah, let's try to hear from Francisco's cool corner. Ready? And go.
And that was a cool corner.
Oh, shit!
That's what happens when Francisco is not here. Things that are not cool happen. This is the worst. I miss Francisco.
I just spilled soda. See, that's how much we've missed Francisco.
Damn it, Francisco.
It's all your.
We're going to try and get him to our next episode before.
We disturbed him from his slumber, guys. Thanks a lot.
Apparently, he's moving for a couple
months.
Yeah,
what's the story with moving? Because he has to give birth or something?
He's pregnant.
A baby!
Can we do, like, Skype Lamaze classes with him? I really want to work out my pelvic floor.
I've got olive oil, extra virgin.
Anyway.
I don't know anything about that since he's having a baby.
Well, his sister is.
Oh!
I thought he was pregnant.
Wait a minute.
Francisco
his sister
can't
is
have a
having
baby.
His baby?
Isn't that incest?
They're not from West Virginia, so...
Or from Westeros.
Yeah.
That's where I thought you were going before when you started to say West. Game of Thrones joke, everybody.
Westeros, okay. White people.
Anyway. Okay, shall we start with our Urban Dictionary word of the day?
Yes.
Is that the...
That's the theme song. Okay. We added a theme song. Did you forget that?
No, I just... That
beautiful
theme song
was written by Katie Willis. It's called...
Let me hit the replay button.
Good, pointing at a little kid.
Written by Katie Willis, performed by Jesse McCartney.
Yes.
That was the funniest thing I could think
of. Who today will press the random word button?
Can I do it again?
Yes, Stephen can press the button because he
likes
doing it.
Oh, I love pressing buttons.
Yeah.
Monogamy parade.
All
right, Stephen, you go first.
I know what this is, so I feel a little bad.
So should you go last in saying what?
No, I'm going to go right now.
You go right now.
It's when a group of couples form a single file line, and they have a giant display, and they usually combat the gay parades during Pride.
Wouldn't that be a double file line?
Well, yeah, if you want to...
You said it was a single file line.
Well, I mean, when you're in a... In a couple,
you count as one person.
Yeah, essentially, your soul gets sucked out. Hi, Katie.
Hey, sweetie.
Anyway, so yeah, it's a giant festivity.
So it's supposed to be like trying to combat gay pride because they believe that you can't be gay and monogamous.
Well, they think so. Okay. I'm not saying that that's true.
No. Yeah.
Anyway, Alexa.
I just thought it was a Couples for Christ party or something. That's exactly what it sounds like.
I know.
It sounds like some like the. The one single guy goes to a Couples for Christ festivity, and he just goes, "Oh my God, it's a monogamy parade." So I was just like, "There you go."
Yeah. Now,
go for it.
Okay, the godless heathen in the room would like to ask a question. What is a Couples for Christ thing, whatever you called it?
What is a Couples for like? It was just. Okay, this is where it gets a little iffy. I shouldn't explain it. I just know generally it's Couples for Christ. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to go more into it. Because it has nothing to do with me.
Anyway, David.
My definition for what I thought this was going to go way darker, because I thought this was like going to be some town where like everything's arranged marriage and this is something they do every year. They're just like, well, these are all the singles that we haven't put with anybody yet, so we're just going to parade them around until...
So it's kind of like marriage before the 1900s.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
You know, bridesmaids?
Yeah, bridesmaids is the most messed up concept.
Tell us about bridesmaids, because I didn't know this until the other day.
Okay, so bridesmaids were originally a way... No, like, this isn't me telling a joke.
Now, are you talking about the movie or actual bridesmaids?
Actual bridesmaids.
Okay. Not, like, the concept
to clear that up.
Of, like, the line of women behind the
bride
is because back in the day, they used to basically be a meat market for all the men at the wedding to be like, oh, they're a single woman we can...
I liked that one over there on the left.
It was so, yeah, it's kind of terrible. And yada yada, go feminism.
All right, Patrick, do you have an idea of what monogamy parades are?
I would say these might be parades, maybe going to be anti, what do you call that?
Polygamy?
Anti-singles?
Polygamy, there you go.
Huh.
Yeah.
See, so that's a positive spin. At least somebody has a positive spin on
sort
it.
Sort of.
Well, that's depending on if you don't like
polygamy. Mine wasn't negative.
Yeah, but historically, like, there's a lot more,
well,
like,
yeah.
If you want to point out how the historical aspects of marriage have been messed up, you can point out a lot more when it comes to polygamy.
Like, multiples
so
of
would
the
this
same.
Be like, would these be, like, parades in, like, Salt Lake City with the Mormons?
I don't know. They actually, Mormons have said that polygamy is now not good.
Oh.
I should know.
Have
I know
said.
One.
Said.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you know.
Actually, I don't have
I know everything about Mormons.
See, this is why we shouldn't talk once. About religion, guys, because we're all kind of trying not to step on each other's
toes. Oh, yeah, this is going to get awkward. Yeah. Anyway.
Let's get the real meaning. Oh, wait, let's get...
Well, I already know what it is.
You have to say it word for word, and...
He can't... I guess no accents, like, just...
All right, then. Monogamy parade. A time in which one person gains a mate, and his friend, out of jealousy or any other reason, also finds a mate. Here's the word in a sentence. Oh God, Mark has a girlfriend. Here comes the monogamy parade.
What a twist.
See, all of us were like talking about societal things, well, and that was something that Urban Dictionary would actually talk about.
I already knew what it was before this.
Not according to Urban Dictionary. According to Urban Dictionary, you're wrong, and you have no
clue.
I genuinely made up.
What you said was made up?
I always feel embarrassed every time we do
what
this.
You said
because the thoughts that we have are so much worse.
Oh, do you want to? Do you want to try this other one?
This one's nice.
Let's do another one. Let me wipe off my shame. Let's go ahead.
That was the theme music written by Katie Willis as performed by
Cher.
Pete Best.
Yes.
Anyway, the word is nursing a semi.
Can I go first?
Oh my God.
The word is nursing a semi.
Oh, I know the meaning.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I know what this
can
is.
Can I go?
Go ahead. Please.
I think all the dudes in the room know what the meaning of this
it's
is.
It's when. You're in a situation.
Hold on.
Can I change?
Katie is.
Why he shouldn't see the definition?
No. This is another definition.
It's a different one.
Oh.
Nursing a semi is when you are trying to put nutrients into a semi truck via breastfeeding. There's only one definition.
Obviously.
I don't know what the hell you guys were thinking, but that's what nursing a semi is. Okay, let's
Alexa?
Get her.
I'm just going to say this right now. It has something to do with penis. However,
penis
is much more specific. It's just like, it's a hospital for people.
With penises?
No, whose penises have been chopped off, and the job is for the nurse to take care of this person.
All right, so we have Stephen holding his hand
to
up.
Take care of the person's penis, and the person can have
Stephen
this
is really excited to talk, so keep going on.
Yes.
Just keep dragging out this
basically,
thing so Stephen
like
explodes.
Nurse that takes care of chopped off penises, and the person whose penis was chopped off.
Is your penis getting chopped off right now, Stephen?
It's a special hospital
motion.
So that they're less embarrassed at it, you know, not being in an actual hospital.
All right, Stephen.
Okay, let's get
Stephen,
let's
did to say?
Yes. Okay, in China, there's this dude.
All right, well, that
no,
was... Okay,
that
was
no, good. That was shut up. This is a good one.
No, okay, let's get David's definition on this.
Okay, after I'll do my thing.
No.
Okay, there's a dude in China a couple weeks ago.
I know
and
what
his
you're talking
wife
about.
Found out he was cheating, so while he was sleeping, she got scissors, cuts off his dick,
okay,
and then
so
later,
that's even
no,
with,
no,
with his story.
He goes to the hospital.
No, he chopped off a dick. That sounds like the end of a story.
So it gets better. Chops off the dick. He goes to the hospital. They reattach it. She comes back into the hospital, cuts it off again, throws it out the window, and a dog eats it.
Exactly. That is the
okay,
source.
I've heard about the story.
Isn't that what happened to Robert Downey Jr. in what's that movie? No, that was what was that movie?
But basically,
the dog ate his finger.
That's why I thought of that term because I was thinking that they created this hospital in honor of this man.
Anyway, David's
so
interpretation.
It's the Chinese man with no dick Memorial Hospital.
Exactly.
All right, David, what is your nursing a semi?
Nursing a semi. A semi.
Do you pronounce it semi or semi?
Well, I'm pretty sure it's supposed to say semi, right?
It's a semi sweet, semi
sweet. Valley.
Semi Valley.
It's not Semi Valley.
No, it's not. It's more like semen. Like
okay, after this, I want to know how you pronounce certain words. So go ahead, David. Okay.
Oh,
see the thing is like because I already know. I'm pretty sure what I know is the real definition. I'm trying to think of something that's funny, and I can't.
Stay on your side of the table.
On my side of the table.
I'm on
you
my side.
Me.
So this just in: Patrick and Steven are playing footsie under the table.
That was on accident. I thought it was David.
Can I pass? I don't have any fun thing funny.
Yeah.
I know what it is.
A while
so I
ago,
can't
I
think
touched
of a fake
Steven's
one.
Knee. It was weird. Yeah.
Not.
What about my name being weird?
Anyway, go your ahead, knee. Patrick.
What?
Your knee was weird.
My knee was weird. What about my knee?
I touched it. Okay.
You touched my. Oh yeah, you did touch my knee.
Quiet. All right. Quiet. You.
Oh, yeah. You. That was weird.
See. That was Katie.
Katie,
everyone.
Can you beat her up since we're dating and she touched my
Patrick,
knee?
Patrick, what was your definition?
My definition: nursing a semi.
You sounded quite confident when you heard this.
I did.
Are you aware of what this
I'm,
is?
Yes, I do, but I'm just trying to find some kind of fun.
I don't think
I
can beat the hospital
say what I think
of
the,
Mr.
Like,
Nugget.
What I actually think the real definition is, but it wouldn't be funny.
Okay. So I'm trying to make it funny, but it's
I know,
not
right?
David,
don't
what,
make it
don't
funny.
Make it
just
funny.
Tell us what you think it is. Maybe that's what's going to be funny, is that it's actually something.
Nursing a semi, my definition, something erect.
What is erect?
No, because
so it also has something to do with
the penis. When it's like starts to get there, but it's not quite, and you're just
not
like,
there, yeah.
And that's when you're like, come on, get going, man. Like, you're
David, do you have this problem?
But I want to get.
Should we know about
you
this?
You
want
to get
do you
want to
talk, do you wanna
talk
about,
it?
I don't.
I think there's medicine for that, but if you take it and it's
you
still
can
out
ask
for
my
4 hours,
we have special nurses for these kind of problems. They're part of
you
Mr.
have to
man
go to China,
no
though.
This is the Empty Pen Productions podcast, not Empty something else that starts with Pen.
Anyway.
Penn Island?
There you go.
Okay.
All right. The official definition
the word
is
penis, by the way. Penis was the word I was looking for.
Penis.
Oh! That's the... I thought you meant peninsula.
Oh.
Oh, close enough. Anyway, the official definition of nursing a semi is when a man gets half excited. Not a full boner, but he's nearly there.
I love how they use the word excited.
Excited.
Would you like it in a sentence?
Corny.
Man, I was nursing a semi when that chick got out of the pool.
Aww. I feel sorry for the girl.
Are you awing because what? That's disgusting or awing because you think that's
like,
sweet?
I just feel
or
like
that it's sexist.
I just feel sorry for him because like now he has an uncontrollable dick.
And it's really difficult when it's like you're out swimming because that's when nothing's gonna hide.
Exactly. Actually, you know what? I don't feel sorry for him anymore because there's no shrinkage in this life. All right. So here's a question. I wanna know how you guys pronounce certain words.
Ooh.
So here's
correctly.
One. Caramel or caramel?
Caramel.
What?
Caramel.
Did you say caramel?
Caramel.
Okay, Katie.
When right. I'm thinking this about it, I friendship. Say caramel, but when I'm not thinking about it, sometimes I say caramel. I try to say caramel
yeah,
because it's more
people.
Fun to say, but...
But there's an A.
Caramel. How about this?
I have never used the word, that word in my life.
You've yes, never, have. You are a liar.
I've
I
never,
hate you,
I've
Steven.
Never been in the position where it's like, oh yeah, I want that.
Yeah,
you how
remember.
You, it's like you go to Starbucks. Starbucks.
And Starbucks?
Starbucks. All right, here's another one. Starbucks or Stottlebucks? It's like
Starbucks?
Starbucks sounds like. like a
Oh my god, coffee! Oh, sorry, I was startled by that.
No, I was thinking it was like a Japanese. It was like with taro, and it's like all coffee is just made with like some taro or something. Starbucks, you know.
Starbucks.
Okay, that was my the worst Steven, Japanese accent.
Here's
ever.
A word that I know you like to use: syrup or syrup.
Oh God,
it's absolutely syrup.
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 Oh my Syrup. Goodness!
That's a third one. I didn't even know that existed.
Go in the corner. Go there till you die.
All right.
Not really. I love you, David.
Aww. I love okay, you,
is it
too.
Pecan guy or pecan?
Pecan.
It's Nathan.
Oh, right, Nathan.
Okay,
that's right. We went over this last week.
Yeah, you yeah. love
Okay,
well,
now we have two different conversations going on.
We're talking about pecans?
Or pecans.
No, I say pecan.
Pecans.
Pecan.
Pecan. A pecan is what you take on a long road trip.
No, a pecan.
Mine was a bottle.
I get it.
No. Mine, no.
How can you fit in a bottle?
The container that I brought with me was like those little cereal containers with a little hole in it.
Wait, what?
You actually did
but
this?
No, for the boys, it was easy because they had a little hole. I had to open the damn lid.
Ew.
Wait.
Did
this
it
is a real story you're telling?
A real story. This what? Is why I am prepared to go camping, guys. I have seen the worst. I took a cereal container.
You got to take this show on the road when we go camping, by the way. Just
oh, absolutely. Oh.
By the way, did it splash back?
Because
I would be in the same boat with you, and I'm not up for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you're talking like it happened only once.
I'm not up for that. Yeah, I vote I get my own pecan.
You can also ask this question to someone
I was also a child. I didn't know how to open and close them.
I'd rather just pee on the dirt.
Yeah, you know, I am very talented in the Filipino squat.
Did you know that...
Basically,
that sounds like a dance move.
It's a great...
Reappropriated.
All the kids these days doing the Filipino squat.
Well, here's the thing.
Sounds like a super
racist. The Filipino squat, it's actually not a racist. I think Filipinos should take pride in the Filipino squat because it is an awesome... It's an awesome move. I mean, it's not really a move. It's more of just like a technique. So basically, when I was a kid growing up, the toilets were not as... I don't know how it is now. I'm sure there's made improvements since then. But I was used to peeing in nature. So I would have to master balancing while squatting.
I'm so glad you said balance.
The Japanese actually have...
My brain went the same direction.
I actually have a story here that I've heard.
No, and basically what I'm saying is like when I would go outdoors with my friends and there was no bathroom, everyone would complain that there was like no toilet paper or...
Well, yeah.
And I would be like, I got this, guys.
Do you just shake it off?
And everyone would respect me and that's how I had friends, by doing the Filipino squat. So thank you, Filipinos.
Wait, did you teach them or did you...
No.
Did you listen to Taylor Swift shake it?
I explained the concept to them. I don't think we were that close.
If you, any of you guys ever go to Japan and you go to... You get a hotel room.
A
make sure there's also bidets, but
I love
there's
bidets.
Actually if you
don't
get
mind if I'm if you,
there's some there's a lot of toilets in Japan where it's not even like a toilet. It's just like
a
it's
hole.
Like, it's not exactly a hole, but it's like a small tiny sink, but on the ground.
It's like a little stool with
so
for,
like a
for stool.
Bathroom.
It's like a miniature toilet, but like put into the ground because you have to squat.
That's awesome. The Japanese are awesome, man.
Anyway, so I vote we don't pee on the side of the road or in cans.
I mean, I'm
we do it in the bathtub.
We're all friends here.
Okay, that was different.
What are you doing?
That's cool.
What are you
that's
doing?
That's actually really cool. Yeah. Sorry, David just made a makeshift...
disco ball.
Yeah.
Out of a styrofoam cup.
And holes.
Holes? It's a decent movie.
They actually filmed in my middle school for one scene that they deleted.
Aww. What
you know what's
did you
awful
go to?
About the whole Chris Pratt Indiana Jones thing?
What
about Shia LaBeouf?
No,
I've
Shia LaBeouf
the
is
actual
a
cannibal
person.
Shia LaBeouf.
I actually met him while they were recording Even Stevens in my middle school when I was
How
going
was
to
he?
Middle school.
Was he
school.
Nice to you?
Yeah.
Aww.
Well,
I even met Beans.
Actually,
I almost
he grew
worked
up
on a film
to look
with
so
hey,
sad.
I know somebody who is classmates with Beans in an acting class. I will not mention names, but yeah, apparently classmates with Beans.
Obviously, they
he lost puberty.
Lost.
Like puberty kicked his ass with the ugly stick.
Oh,
he got
a lot.
Fight with puberty and lost.
A lot.
Look at Shia LaBeouf.
It was a pretty hairy battle.
Because hair grows.
I have to say that I'm one of the few people who's rooting for Shia LaBeouf.
Why?
Because I can understand why he got crazy.
I think Shia LaBeouf is legitimately very funny. Like, I think Shia LaBeouf has a fantastic sense of humor.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd say he's talented.
I think he's talented.
But I think he has a good sense of humor.
You know, during Fury, he would cut and reopen the scar on his face.
Yeah, I didn't say he wasn't crazy. I'm just saying he's
always talented. When he does something funny, he is good at doing funny things.
Yeah.
He taped himself having sex with his girlfriend without her consent.
Like I said, I never said he wasn't crazy.
That's not crazy. That's an asshole move.
Oh, yeah. No, that doesn't mean
he's crazy. That's just
shitty. Because someone's an asshole doesn't mean he's not talented. There are some talented assholes, unfortunately.
Yeah, assholes that can shit on command are pretty talented, but it's still shit.
God, that is talented. Right? I want to meet that person. Anywho.
There's a whole Korean movie based on that concept.
What is that called?
Achi and the Sea Pocket.
We
look
should
it up.
Have
it's
a drinking
best.
Game to it.
Oh goodness.
God, yes.
Oh, by the way, everyone, we're
chocolate?
Trying to do a drinking game where we get two people to watch a movie they've never seen before while also playing a drinking game to it. And at the end, we ask them questions about the plot and to mimic characters they have seen.
I didn't hear the mimic characters.
And react
one.
Yeah, I have one for Sharknado. They have to do the definition of Sharknado and show what a Sharknado looks like. And I'm... Yeah, we just need a budget, guys.
This is the writers' meeting portion of the Empty Pen podcast.
There you go. You're
which I totally
feel free to add input.
Oh, absolutely.
What? Please email us at emptypen@gmail.com.
We would love to hear from you as long as it's not my dad or hate mail.
And if people hear our ideas,
aren't those
I feel
kind
like
of the same
the
thing, though?
Thing will not be as funny.
They are if it's my dad.
There you go.
My sister's a neuroscientist. I make dick jokes for a living, so obviously we can tell who they're prouder of.
You make a living off of these dick jokes?
No, but I want to.
Oh, okay.
If someone... What?
Wait, moving on to our second topic.
Yeah. Right.
Wait, we...
No, I was...
We're still on our first topic?
Oh, God.
We just kind of...
Those were like semi-topics.
Oh!
We probably should have nursed it a bit more.
Now, this is our... That would be our, like, our... what warning would this... What would we call it? Our pun...
A really
warning?
Weird sound coming from your mouth.
Anyway.
Our moment of climax.
Okay.
And the story, guys, it's a story writing technique.
What we're going to be doing. Funnier than what we actually
It worked for Kevin Smith.
It did.
Kevin Smith is Kevin Smith.
Who's Kevin Smith?
Wait, what?
Yeah, what?
Guys,
wow, are you just serious right now?
I think so.
Katie does not know who Kevin Smith is.
He did Clerks. Mallrats, Chasing Amy,
Silent Bob.
I've never seen any of those.
Oh.
Steven, you're a really bad boyfriend. You should let me see more movies.
It's okay. I own at least three Kevin Smith movies. No. Yeah, at least three.
Wait,
maybe
do
four.
You own Tusk?
No.
Okay, I haven't seen Tusk.
Oh, yet. I know what that is. You've been talking about it for so long.
Yeah,
that was Kevin Smith.
Okay.
Red State. Have you seen Red State?
No.
No.
That is a...
That's a good movie.
You wouldn't
that's
enjoy
a great
it.
Movie.
It's great.
It's great.
Is it kind of like Anchorman 2
no.
at the end?
No!
No, Red State. No. It's about cults.
This is the best thing. I think we should have a new segment. Movies Katie hasn't seen, and she pretty much guesses
all
what
right.
happens in the movie.
So I'm going to name the title of a movie. You tell me what the plot is. The title is Red State.
Sounds like communism.
Okay.
You're asking the history
Give
person.
Give me the plot
Red State.
Of the film Red State.
It sounds like the blue state, like America, wants to take over the red state. Communism. And then bad things happen because...
So this is
so
a
it's
movie
red versus
about,
blue.
About liberals being evil against conservatives?
No.
Okay.
But, excuse
it's
me,
ironic
is that the middle finger?
No, that's to him. He won't
oh, okay.
give me the
Red State
the
sounds like
soda.
What happens to me once a month. Red
anyway.
State, get it?
Oh, shit. Not again.
Come on.
And this is the second time we've spilled soda.
This is why. Okay. If you
get
your
phone cups,
it,
you should hold on to it. Here, you can use
don't
my
pour cup. It over your dick.
You know what? This is the best option I have. We're dealing with it.
Steven, you can pour it in my cup.
For our next podcast.
Astute listeners would get why this is
our
funny.
Our next podcast, we're
going to
have everything waterproof.
Yeah. No, we should just not have soda involved.
You know what?
Laptop. In front of it. This is just a recipe for disaster.
Okay, I really want this segment to be funny, and that wasn't the best answer, so
right,
I'm going to try a different title.
Try a different title.
All right, try a different movie title. How about the movie...
Hold on. Wait, do you have something?
No.
Okay.
Do you have something?
I'm thinking.
I'm thinking too.
I have something.
Oh, okay.
Rubber.
I actually know what that is.
Oh, rubber was terrible.
Well, how about we'll go with a different Kevin Smith movie. The movie is called Dogma.
Dogma? Mm-hmm. It sounds like dogs going on like religious journeys.
Aww.
Like they're going to go see the Dalai Lama.
Doggy Llama?
The Dogmy Llama. I think that's what you're going
Guys,
for.
Guys, it's like the prequel to All Dogs Go to Heaven. No wonder they went to heaven. They went on a religious journey.
And then the sequel, Atheist Dogs Go to Hell.
By the way, yeah, Steve, where do you think your dog's going?
Joey?
Yeah.
Joey's probably tearing up the whole entire room.
Can we tell the audience what your dog's name is?
Yeah,
and that it loves me more than anything.
Yeah, that is true. Well, no, he doesn't love you more than me, but...
I don't know.
I think it goes Steven, me, and then you, Damon.
Yeah.
We're going to reenact the scene from the end of Air Bud.
You know what?
Katie, what's the plot of Air Bud?
There's, like, a dog, and it, like, plays different sports. One of them is, like, basketball, and it, like, takes, like, it takes the spot of one of the sad kids that doesn't make the team.
Can I?
That's right. If the movie's like actually about dogs, she's gonna know what it is.
Okay, so a little backstory: how we found my dog. He was in an elevator in a university. He was a stray. He had a butt infection and a tapeworm.
Butt infection?
No, he did. Like
it was really sad.
It was really sad.
He didn't want to sit down.
He was all scraggly. He's better now.
That was like a year ago. Too.
His foundiversary was recently in January.
Foundiversary.
Stop awing at everything, Alexa.
Dogs. I hate
tell the story
a lot of
about
things,
the girl that tried hitting on you.
Oh yeah, that was funny. But I'll tell them. Okay, so I named my dog Johann Sebastian Bark. And Alexa has heard this thousands of times. But
it may sound like she's crying or laughing, but Alexa's actually crying right now.
Both.
Okay, his nickname is Joey. So if we say Joey, don't like be like, who is this?
Yeah. Because Johann Sebastian Bark is just a mouthful.
Yoey.
Why don't you call him Yoey?
That was a perfect opportunity. Because that's a normal
What is
name.
Wrong with you, Steven?
If you ask my dad a lot.
Oh.
Yeah, it makes you feel like shit now.
Huh? On the Empty Pen podcast.
Anyway.
Moving on.
Yeah. So.
Is that the story with the dog?
The story with the girl.
Katie, I have a movie for you. What's the plot of Blue is the Warmest Color?
Isn't that like a lesbian film?
Dang it! No, okay.
She knows like a little bit about titles.
I don't know. I saw that on Netflix when I was scrolling down. I was like, this girl has blue hair. There's another girl. I think it said something about lesbians. And I was like, okay. But I've yet to see that.
Oh, boy.
I'm not sure if any of you watched this film. Were the World Mine.
What did you say?
Were the World Mine.
World of the World Mine?
Ooh. Were the World Mine.
Is it like...
I have one.
What?
Iron Sky.
Iron Sky.
Nobody's.
What is Iron Sky about?
Iron Sky?
I'm thinking of... What was that? Dead Snow?
It's where the Iron Man live.
Yes, that is a
great
movie.
Isn't Dead Snow that, like, one zombie movie?
It's not what you're thinking. Yes, it is. But Iron Sky.
Iron Sky sounds like skyscrapers.
It is about space Nazis.
Oh, that's right. Space Nazis.
It's so good. Oh, the second one's coming out. It has Jesus on a T-Rex with a machine gun.
Nice.
This reminds me of Machete.
True stories from history time. You know, in Winter Soldier, when Robo guy, whose name escapes me, who lives in the computer, is like, you know, we infiltrated your place because of Project Paperclip. Yeah, well, yeah, but the guy's name.
Doctor, whatever his name is.
It starts with a Z, right?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Whatever.
But he's like, Project Paperclip, where you guys hired Hydra agents to do your science, or you guys hired Nazis to do your science things. That's a real thing, because we hired Nazi scientists to build rockets to go to the moon.
Can I just say
Project Paperclip.
That Project Paperclip, I think, is Hydra's, like, their whole thing was on the old Microsoft Office with the little fucking paperclip that was like, hi, do you need help? That's how they pissed you off. That's how they got you.
Okay, Katie, you said a word. You said machete. Was that?
Machete?
Okay. How do you guys pronounce that word?
Machete?
There's a reason why I'm
machete.
Or machete.
Machete.
It's machete.
Okay.
But Steven gets mad at me when I say machete.
It's like, sounds like your mistress, like, this is my cheat.
Strong bat.
You have a mistress.
Oh, the cheat. Wait, okay. Does nobody know what strong bat is?
I know what strong bat is.
No.
Here, okay, because back I like to reference the Philippines a lot because it's such an interesting.
You're just a year older.
I love this country so much that I'm going to mention it every now and then.
You mean every episode?
One of my white friends thinks our culture is so fascinating. She makes me do the Filipino point where you point with your lips and not with your fingers. And it's easy to find things that way.
Is it?
It really is.
My mom does it, and it's really.
Well, your mom's a little special.
Let's tell everyone how it works.
Yeah, I have a weird family.
Here we go, Steven. Let's tell everyone how this works.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, you have a better explanation.
Well, basically, somebody else already did this. A comedian already did it.
I know.
Well, Joe Coy?
Just kidding. Anyway.
Was it Joe Coy?
So let me talk.
It was Joe Coy.
Yes.
Yeah.
So let me talk about why I asked the question. It's because there's this movie in the Philippines, and it was actually pronounced Machete. And let me tell you what it was about. It was about this. From what I remember as a kid, because I've seen parts of it, and it weirded me out. It was about this wooden man that would come to life.
Shit.
And yeah, oh yeah. Like, when I mean wooden, no. It's even worse.
Did
a woman.
Did he shit splinters?
He fell in love with an actual woman.
Oh.
So when I mean
Edward
wooden man,
kind of.
I mean they
did
had
sex. Did she
fuck
sex. A mannequin?
Yes, she did. Basically,
it's a condition.
Basically, what happens is she sleeps with him one night, and then when she wakes up, he's a statue.
I guess he had.
And then I just remember that
Woody going on there.
Exactly. And that's why I always pronounced it as Machete, because when I was a kid, it was
Wait, so you
Machete.
Watched this weird sex scene as a kid between
My
a
nanny was
man?
Watching it.
Well, your nanny's really bad.
Oh, no. She was just, she wanted
nanny.
Me to learn life.
And oh, learn life by watching a wooden mannequin fuck another lady.
Yeah. I have heard
sex.
It's a condition.
We're having dreams and aspirations to not do so.
Did she get splinters? Yeah,
sex
that would
education
be really
in the
hard to get out. I mean,
but basically,
maybe one.
Okay,
really
to
big
be
splinter.
Honest, like I wasn't supposed to be watching it. I watched. There's a lot of movies in the Philippines that I shouldn't have watched, and I regret. Doing it. One of
was
them
it chief?
Was called Chanak. And Chanak is a folklore kind of monster. And this is the reason why I have a fear of fetuses. For everyone listening, I have a fear of fetuses. And
people are just going to send in their fetuses
oh,
to you.
Oh, please do not.
Mail.
I will
mail actual fetuses.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was afraid of mentioning it, because that was actually one of my fears.
Yeah,
you guys.
Mail.
But
just send it to our PO box. Not yet.
We basically, what happens
we're
is
homeless.
This baby looks like a normal baby, like on the road, or you just find it. It's like a stray baby. I don't
a
know.
Stray baby on the road.
In the Philippines, it's quite common. Usually they're dead. However,
that's so sad.
So in the Philippines, you just land. Oh, dead baby, dead baby.
Cool.
Car,
this
dead
is,
baby.
This is something that happens in Asia, actually. But basically, what
are they
happens
usually
is, the,
girls?
Is the people that
I'm sorry.
Find them get really like, oh, look, it's a baby. We can't leave this baby alone. And then you carry the baby home, and that baby is a freaking demon monster.
We should make a short film about it.
Oh, yeah, we could, but then I don't want to deal with the fake.
We'll make you the fetus. So you
we'll just have a fetus.
I'd be the
one to conquer Alexa's fears, everybody.
So what we'll do
is
we'll get a body double for the fetus. Get a green screen mask over the fetus's head. That should be fine, right?
Yeah.
They don't need to breathe.
You're already dead because we found one on the road.
We'll superimpose Alexa's head as the fetus.
I have worn a green suit before. It was
baby, and then Alexa's face just being like, I hate myself. I hate fetuses.
Why am I from the South? That doesn't make sense.
Because most angry people I've met are from the South.
Very true.
90% of
the
people in the South are just angry.
Most people I've met are also from the South. That's true.
Really?
Yeah, there you go.
Is it a race thing or a
race
thing?
No,
it's most of the angry people I've
met in Texas.
No.
Green.
No.
You know you had to sing it every day in elementary school.
No, I didn't. I sat out and teachers yelled at me.
Okay, so in Texas they make you do a pledge to the Texas flag as well.
On my honor. Oh no, that's Girl Scouts. Just kidding.
That was a Girl Scout too.
On my honor, I will try to serve God in my country. That's Girl Scouts. We're not gonna do that. It was it. I pledge allegiance to the Texas flag.
No.
Wait.
Well, look this up on your phone.
I know
Texas
what this is.
Texas are really angry right now that you don't know.
I knew it for a while.
I haven't said it since elementary school because I did a civil disobedience.
Yeah, I stopped saying the pledge like freshman year because I was like, no, I'm not going to pledge my allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the Texas flag, one state under God, one and indivisible, or something like that.
Wow.
Is that right?
No. It sounds like it's basically just copying.
Yeah, it is.
It is a lot.
Actually, Texas flag. Flag is the only flag allowed to go at the same height on the right side.
Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to the Texas one state under God, one indivisible.
I was close enough.
Wait, what were you saying about the Texas flag is the only one that's allowed to do what?
To be at the same height as the American flag on the right side. Because we're just like, fuck everyone. We were our own little republic for like 10 years. And then in 1945, we're just like, U.S., hello.
And there goes our Texas audience.
Don't worry, I'm a Texas person.
I live there and I hated it.
You proved that by knowing the Texas play. Yeah.
I've been to Texas three times and I kind of like going there.
You were right.
You actually were right next to where we used to
Yeah,
I know. I passed by the Grapevine.
Yeah.
No, it's by Grapevine.
By Grapevine.
Not the Grapevine.
I'm from L.A., so.
Never say a highway, the blank.
Yeah.
That's a California thing.
Highway 121. Or
yeah,
what?
Over there you'll be like, or
35.
Oh,
yeah, 121, 114.
Or the
35.
10. Or 10.
Yeah, I've never
Here, I'm like
Texas.
The 10.
Yeah.
Or the
you
101.
You should go.
Not to Texas.
You should go.
Especially,
I can make
like,
you food.
I love food.
They have a lot
Wait,
of Sonics everywhere over there.
Make her into food.
Make her food, and if she wants, make her into
that
food.
That one sounds like a good short film, though.
Oh god!
But they have a ton of Sonics over in Texas. I'm kind of
yeah,
angry
we
about
have
that.
One like four in one
Why
mile distance.
Why do people like Sonic?
It's because it's
amazing.
The drink station.
It's
all right.
They have the slushy. Come on, you can't get those kind of slushies
I just
anywhere.
Like Dr. Pepper.
You can get a slushy.
They do have good Dr. Pepper.
Well,
it's the best Dr. Pepper. Because like, I feel like it has a hint
is,
of.
How does it have different Dr. Pepper?
Texas Dr. Pepper is
so
different.
Much better,
like
especially like Wango Dr. Pepper.
Right?
No, that's Dublin Dr. Pepper, but it's not called Dublin Dr. Pepper anymore because Dublin got in trouble for selling the Dublin. And Dr. Pepper without Dr. Pepper's permission. So now it's just sugar cane Dr. Pepper or something.
Oh, that,
but it's like crack.
They had to remove the Dublin name, but not
well,
the
Well, Dublin
Dr.
is
Pepper
a
name.
City.
I know, but you would think that if Dr. Pepper got mad at you for falsely advertising Dr. Pepper...
No, it's that you would sell the Dublin Dr. Pepper without Dr. Pepper's permission. So they would be selling...
It's confusing.
Never
just,
mind.
Just people got mad, legal stuff, yada yada.
Now the city of Dublin is failing.
Now that we've mentioned Dr. Pepper...
It's
a bunch
awesome.
Of times, can they endorse us and give us money?
I yeah. love Dr. Pepper.
Or
we
free
love
Dr.
Pepper.
Pepper. I
would
Pepper.
Drink it.
Fun fact of the day, Neil Patrick Harris drinks so much Red Bull that Red Bull gave him a lifetime supply for all the free advertising.
Aww.
I don't like Red Bull.
I love
We love Dr.
Milk.
Pepper.
Okay, he drinks so much, and he still doesn't have wings?
Well, he probably does. We just don't know it.
He is an angel.
He has tiny wings.
Yeah. It does not matter the size of your wings.
Keep telling yourself that.
Are we talking about micropenises again?
I don't know why I was the only person who laughed at that.
I'm talking about wings.
All right.
Okay, back to Texas.
Okay,
Texas?
Yeah, what about Texas? Oh, do you want to know?
We should stay at the place called the Gaylord Texan.
Oh, okay.
It's actually really
I
actually
really nice.
And it's surprisingly homophobic for its name.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean...
The places you walk in, you don't think you see this gigantic atrium.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Lobby and like there's a freaking lake inside the thing.
Everything
oh, yeah.
is bigger in Texas.
They even have a miniature train
especially
set.
Their pant sizes.
I'm sorry,
yes?
but you think Texas is a big state?
Okay.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, okay.
Alaska is an
Texas.
Empty wasteland.
Okay. America bought it for 3 cents an acre.
From Canada.
From Canada.
No.
Russia.
Russia. Oh shit.
And you think
I'm not
that
a
doesn't make
person.
Alaska any less awesome? So what if it was cheap? It was a good deal. It doesn't mean it's awesome. If
was
something,
it a good deal?
If your favorite thing is on sale for 75% off, it doesn't make it
it's
any less awesome.
It's not the favorite thing.
Concerned.
It's like one of the last things they bought.
I'd be really concerned because what if, you know...
It's only like 50-something years old?
Guys, I really
what,
want to ask
it,
Canada
it's
now.
It's been a state for 53 years?
Yeah.
Texas has been a state since 1845.
I feel like Canada is just less complicated than
Canada
the entire country.
Canada's just like... Yeah.
Free healthcare, free education, everyone's polite.
All their doors are unlocked.
Yeah.
God, like, they have, like, one murder a year. Aww. And it's usually an accident.
It's like, oh, I'm sorry.
It's manslaughter.
I'm so sorry. Oh, now you're dead. No. Oh,
wow. You get into the robberies, they'll be, like, robbing the place. And they'll be like, sorry.
Like, so if a dude sorry. Was robbing the place, they'd probably be like, oh, you must need help. Let us help you out with some
here,
of our stuff.
Here, let me make you some food.
Because see, a part of me it. Feels like I'm secretly Canadian because I tend to apologize about everything.
We should just
even if I didn't do anything. I don't know if that's customer service training.
I've been to Banff.
Great.
However, like my American friends get really mad at me for saying sorry all the time. I just think it's polite.
It is.
It is polite.
Canada, the most polite country.
Let's just all move to Canada.
I like that.
Yeah.
I would love to move to Canada.
Here.
We can watch Supernatural.
One of these days on this podcast, we will get a Canadian. Let's get a Canadian on this show so we can see and ask
I know
about Canada.
I have a friend from high school who's from Canada. His name is Francois.
No, that isn't.
And it was really funny because in band, our band teacher would always make fun of him and call him Frenchie because his name was Francois, even though he wasn't even from French Canada. But then in that class the next semester, we had a French exchange student, but Francois was still called Frenchie.
It's like getting sung happy birthday when it's someone else's birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Nathan.
Yeah, so
call back to last episode.
The reason why I want to move to Canada is just this entire week has been full of assholes. It's like just so many. And a lot of people have been talking about the Mercury retrograde. Does anybody know what the Mercury retrograde is?
I have no clue. Does
that have to do with Freddie Mercury?
No.
Probably.
Did he go retro?
He went retro.
Or he looked at his report card back then because retrograde, get it? Okay, it wasn't funny. You know what?
Boo.
Anyway.
This is dragging.
So basically, what happens, well, every time I had read my horoscope, which I didn't believe in.
Horoscopes are fake. I'm sorry.
Horoscopes are fake. If they are. Well,
you even did a sketch of mine where said that.
We did. Yeah,
hashtag
that's right.
Film school.
Oh my goodness. That's kind of how we started really talking.
That was
awkward.
With
Katie.
Was talking a euphemism.
Yes. Anyway.
Yes,
basically,
David.
What happens in the retrograde? Well, what happens every time I read my horoscope, it was a Mercury retrograde is coming. Basically, what would happen was something bad would happen. So I assumed that Mercury retrograde was the reason why all the assholes were coming out this week.
I just had an idea.
Assholes.
Let's read our horoscopes and see what would happen.
We've done a lot of content, and I think we're kind of burning out.
Yeah, we are.
I feel like it's time to end this.
Yeah, and I have school tomorrow.
I have to drive her back and drive back.
This is a great...
Do you want to take a picture for Twitter?
Sure, Twitter pic.
Oh, I'm not pretty.
I'm not even in it. Hey.
You lean forward.
I know.
Damn you.
Lean forward.
Everyone lean forward.
Come on, Alexa.
I'm here.
Come on.
She's there.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
There you go. That's perfect.
Oh, I should have shown my cup so people knew what I was talking about.
It looks like I'm starting to give an
So wait, we need to give our too. End.
So, okay. Patrick, go ahead.
Our final remarks.
Okay.
No, let's... the ending. Oh, well, yeah, we got to plug stuff.
Yeah, okay.
We're nearing the end of our podcast. Go ahead, Patrick.
Well, because we are the Empty Pen, I'll let Katie and Steven...
Our Twitter.
We run our Twitter.
Oh, I do run a Twitter.
Fill this up with water.
I like to
follow.
I like to tweet. I like to tweet people's.
What's
if
name?
You follow us, I'll give you a thank you.
That's not a euphemism. She'll just.
I just say thank you.
Yeah, it's not.
No.
We're kind of a thing, so.
If you haven't noticed, I called him sweetie earlier.
Yeah, we're kind of dating.
You guys are dating?
Oh,
yeah.
Dating.
Yeah,
you know what's really
it's
sweet?
It's been like for 5 years.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
We started dating on Valentine's Day.
Oh, you guys are disgusting.
It was his.
Oh, meh. You were pushing
this. I guess the plus side of that is that means you have a whole year of dating before you have... Because, like, if you've been dating for, like, 2 weeks and then you have to deal with Valentine's
Day... Yeah, but what... Okay.
What are you...
That means that you get a whole year of, like,
No, because how it goes is that it's, like, it's my birthday in January, Valentine's Day, her
birthday
in March, and then nothing.
Nothing till, like, Christmas.
Yeah, and it's... Yeah.
Good, then you could save money.
No, because then it's like boom, boom, boom. Right? It goes.
I don't
Christmas,
have money to
save. December,
exactly.
His birthday.
I'm broke.
Valentine's Day, my birthday.
Out there, buddy.
Oh well. If anything, I'm the sugar baby in this scenario. So.
It's okay,
ask you guys
baby.
A question.
Some tact, yes.
What's our Twitter name?
Oh, it's at Empty Pen Product. And yes, David's going to be like at Empty Pen Films. But Patrick did it, and that's what it is now.
Thanks,
and
Patrick.
We don't want to change it because.
Oh, I should have made that joke that you should have said Empty Pen Films. That makes so much sense.
What?
Never mind.
Oh, last okay. time he was like, oh, why didn't you make it Empty Pen Films instead of Empty Pen Product? And he's like, oh, do you send people empty pens? And for our Kickstarter, maybe.
All right.
That's an idea.
It's Empty Pen Product, not with an S.
No, just product.
EMPTYPENPODUCT. Yeah.
Empty
yeah.
Pen Product.
Yeah.
We also have, a webpage that we don't do much with and a Facebook page. But our webpage is www.emptypenproductions.weebly.com.
Weebly.
We will buy the domain name eventually.
Eventually.
Once we have funding.
Once we have $35.
It costs like $10 to get a domain name.
We don't have $10.
Oh, let me just shoot myself out of my money
We're
cannon into
underemployed.
My money tree.
Yeah. Anyway.
I have a domain name. I haven't done anything with it yet, but I have one.
Oh, what is it?
Someone
it's Pipe Dream Podcast.
David's
we should start an improv group and start doing improv.
I'm David, and I have $10. I'm richer than all of you. Yeah, we get it, David. Okay. Anyway.
Anyway.
Anywho. So,
can't even buy my
follow us on Facebook.
Follow
and
us
please.
And like us and be our friends because we don't have many, frankly, besides Aww. Francisco, who's cool. But
and
he left us. He left us for Iowa.
Iowa is cooler than us.
He wants to go see The Bachelor.
Aww. Oh, yeah. Prince Farming. We watched The Bachelor. We might live tweet that shit someday.
The longest plug ever.
That's what she said.
Yes. Wow.
Anyway.
Okay, and then we have...
She was a gaffer.
All right, if you guys want to check out...
Stinger.
If you guys want to check out my short films that I made in film school, I don't want any money from them. They're at Fiji Ping Ping Productions. Check them out on YouTube. Do not add me on Facebook, because I will not add you back, because I don't add strangers. It's just...
No strangers.
Yeah.
Stranger danger.
I mean, I have enough strangers on my Facebook, but apparently they're family members.
Apparently.
All right, so... And they all talk, so that's why. It's nothing personal. I just don't want gossip coming back to my parents and then them getting mad at me.
And if you don't think I'm very funny, well, that's good because I have a podcast where I don't try to be funny called This Is Not a Film.
It's a good thing you don't try.
No, yeah. I'm not good at being funny. But Aww. This is when I try to be philosophical and deep, and I'm like, what does it mean, man?
And I guess you're on
Yeah,
sometime.
The Inception episode. It was a great episode.
The
we'll get you on
joke
again.
Guy. Yeah.
To be or not to be.
But the last episode we released was on The Graduate, and I solved the ending. Go listen to it. This is not a film.
Yeah.
Cool. And follow me on Twitter at David W. Spencer.
All right. And
When's the next one that I'm going to be on?
Like a month from now.
Okay, cool.
Awkward.
Steven's just really excited and wants to pet
David's
hair.
No, it'll be great. We have a whole schedule, man.
I know.
You're on it.
I'm
getting in March.
I'm just happy to be on you, on the schedule.
Oh. You need to leave. All right. Patrick,
can
go ahead.
Can you not handle the romance?
Oh, God.
Well, you can follow me on Twitter at PatMagat. 22.
Yes.
Ah.
Okay. So, ta-da.
Oh, and also follow our Instagram. We have one.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, well, I mean, yes, of course we do.
Yeah, we're all professionals. Synergy.
Look at my mustache.
Mustache.
I'm trying to remember, because I remember I opened us an Instagram account and I forgot.
Can we always use Valencia?
Anyone here seen Eric's mustache?
Who's Eric?
Our friend Eric.
Disneyland Eric.
Oh, Eric.
He grew a mustache. He looks like a
dashing.
Walrus.
Oh.
But it's okay, Eric. We still love you.
We need to get him here.
I support the mustache.
We need to get Eric here. Please donate to us because we need to bring people in.
Can people donate? Do we have stuff set up so people can donate?
You know what? Let's just set up an Indiegogo. I know Alexa was against it. But
I am against it.
No, set up a Patreon.
I don't know. Patreon. You do it then. You're so technologically
Let's
advanced.
Do our long goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
That was no. Ready? No. David,
Bye. What?
Katie's
new.
And we're out.